Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode number 9 of the Lose Weight, Create Life podcast. My name is Ryan Tomko, and today we're going to be talking about a topic that has been on my mind a lot lately because I've been doing a lot of reflecting lately. I don't know what it is, however, I've been taking a look back at different trends, different thoughts in my life, different things that I thought were holding me back at the time. Now that I've reflected on a lot of these things, I'm able to grow from them to really become just a stronger and smarter person. Now first, if you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to share this with a friend or share this on social media. If you find value in today's episode, please do me a favor and let people know. Share this with somebody who you, again, think this may be of use to. With that, let's get into today's topic. The topic for today, forging your own path in life. When I look back to my earlier years, back in high school, after high school, the start of college, different areas of my life where I thought I was doing the right thing. However, I was doing things because somebody else told me along the way I needed to do this. Going to college, that's kind of the general consensus of things. You're supposed to go to college right after high school, get a degree, and then go live your life, essentially. I think as time has gone on, we're learning more about why college isn't necessarily the go-to anymore. There's so many entrepreneurs and people that will learn on their own rather than going to college. People that will take a break, pursue a passion project or something they feel that there's a real need for in the world. With this thought, I really reflected on the fact that I really went to college for the similar reason. I didn't really think about my interests at the time, what I really liked, things that I really cared about. This led me to initially start college and become a computer science major, which I quickly learned was not for me. All the coding and different aspects of that was just not in my wheelhouse. It was never going to keep my interest. Now, you may be asking yourselves, such as what I did, why would you start pursuing this degree if you didn't find any interest in it initially? The reason being is because a lot of computer science majors make a lot of money. Money is the biggest driver for a lot of people. At the time, that was my biggest driver as well. I wanted to know what was going to make me a lot of money and was going to be something I could potentially be good at. After that first semester of being a computer science major, and I learned real quick that I didn't want to do it, I then became a public health major because I knew this is something that could help and impact people, something that I could utilize long term along with my weight loss and really just make an impact in people's lives. However, before I started college, I took a couple of years in between graduating high school and starting college, mostly because I needed money for a car at the time. My recent car had broken down. I needed to buy a new one, which eventually gave me a lot of trouble down the road, owning a car, having no credit at the time. However, that's not the point. The point is, I was working at a retail job for a local grocery store company, and I knew I wasn't happy there. All the people that I looked up to there, those weren't the kind of people I really wanted to be, and I learned that later on. However, the biggest driver initially was money. I saw people with a lot of money that were doing all these things, but were pretty awful to people, unfortunately, and this wasn't something that down the road I really aligned with. I really had to take a look at myself and say, okay, what am I doing here? And is this really going to bring me long-term success? Because in the long run, when I looked at those people, they really weren't making that much money in general anyway. Why I was looking up to them in the first place was just silly. And then to realize that they weren't even making a lot of money in comparison to others was interesting to find out for myself. Now, I worked this job for several years. I started there when I was in high school as a cashier, and then I moved up right after high school. I'm very grateful for the job at the time. However, looking back, it wasn't what I wanted to do. I remember I needed the job. Out of necessity, I took the managerial position. This was also important to my mom at the time as well, that I would get a full-time job at the time to help support the household a little bit, and then to be able to support the car that I was inevitably going to buy. However, I knew I didn't want to stay here long term. I knew this wasn't going to bring me happiness long term. It took me so long to reconcile that with myself and then have the nerve to really look for a job outside of that, really present that to my mom and say, listen, I know this is what you want for me. However, I am miserable here. I can't stay here long term. I need to find something for myself. This would lead me eventually to quitting this retail job and getting hired at the United States Post Office, which I was only there for about 6 months. I learned very quickly that that was not the job for me either. I understand many people like unions. However, in the context of the post office, I was working significantly harder than a lot of people that had been there several years. And I get it now. Those people were just kind of milking out their time. They would work not as hard just so somebody could help support them with their route throughout the day, because if they weren't picking up or keeping up with the pace, they would send somebody out to help them finish delivering the mail. So I got the politics of it eventually. Then I realized really quickly that that wasn't the job for me. I didn't want to be like that, but I also didn't want to be the person that was slaving away, working super hard, just so somebody else could not work as hard and I would have to go pick up their slack. However, that first step, that decision I made that I needed to find a new job and that I was willing to leave, that was the catalyst for so many things in my life, because up until then, I just felt stuck. However, in that moment, I felt like I could really make the change, make the jump, and start a new job. However, I had to have the confidence in myself to say, okay, I know I'm going into a new work situation, but I'm going to make the best of it no matter what. Sure, the job didn't end up working out in my favor. I didn't enjoy it. I wasn't going to enjoy it long term. However, it really gave me that confidence I needed to then pursue another career eventually. And then to have all these new aspirations to start the podcast, to really start losing weight, to really help impact people. That confidence I gained in those days really have manifested throughout the last several years now. As I've grown as a person, become smarter, stronger, healthier, it's really added so much value to my life. Being able to look back and say, hey, this wasn't for me. I was living somebody else's dreams for me rather than my own. And that was difficult to reconcile, because in the end, we want to make the people in our lives happy. However, we need to find what's truly going to make us happy long term as well. What's going to make us happy and successful long term, where we're not going to look back and have a midlife crisis later on in life. Something that is really going to bring joy to us each and every day. I think that's something that gets lost pretty easily when you start doing something for somebody else. And most of those people mean well. They mean to have you have success in your life. They mean to give you stability and some sort of success. However, most of us realize that a lot of them are thinking a lot smaller than what we're thinking of. We have larger aspirations for something bigger, better. However, they don't see what we see. They don't have the same vision. And that's okay. Nobody has to agree with you in the moment. But you need to be able to be willing to bet on yourself to make that happen. Think of all the entrepreneurs in our world nowadays. Big companies ran by people that had to make a decision, make something out of nothing, and then build an empire from what was nothing. They had to really bet on themselves and get out there and choose to live the life that they wanted, the vision that they saw, and put it into fruition. And that's why forging your own path is so important in your life. So many times we get caught up on the comforts in life. I know I'm going to get a steady paycheck from this job. However, I really have the passion for something else. We really have to do justice to ourselves and do ourselves a favor by pursuing that little itch that we need scratched. Whatever that is, whatever your hope, your dream, your aspiration is, really pursuing that. Maybe you're not able to do it all at once. Maybe you have to start learning more about this interest, this new hobby, whatever that may be, learning from different people how to monetize it, whatever that looks like for you. However, you're doing yourself a disservice by not exploring that option. Maybe this is just a couple hours a day. Maybe it's an hour or 30 minutes a day that you're taking to either read, to learn, to watch videos about a certain subject, whatever that is. However, you need to be willing to make that decision for yourself, that you're willing to put in that time. Because if you're serious about it, it definitely will pay off. Just like in weight loss, people make the choice. They have to make the choice that they're going to bet on themselves and impact their health and their fitness, their well-being, and it pays off for them down the road. The first thing that comes, though, is that decision. The decision to jump, to make the move to a happy and healthier life. By forging your own path, you're really going to put a stamp in your life and really put a footprint in the ground and say, this is who I am, this is what I stand for. You're going to be able to inspire others in your family and your close circle as well. Ultimately, people want the best for you, and they will support you in your endeavors as long as you're doing the right thing and providing a good thing for people. If you're willing to bet on yourself, people will join you. You'll find a community of people, such as like a weight loss community that I've found through Instagram, or different things like that, different business cliques. I know through Toastmasters myself as well, I found a group of people that are super helpful and inspiring to me that I get to meet up with every week. You'll find a group of people that you'll be able to utilize as far as connections, information, different things like that. However, this all comes down to the decision. The decision to put your foot in the ground and say, I'm tired of living the life I've been living. It's time to make something happen. It's time to live life on my terms. I need to forge my own path and create the life that I want. And look, it's not easy. I get it. It's not the simple flick of the wrist and boom, that's it. Like I said before, we have to be willing to at least accept that that's what we want and then really start taking baby steps to get there. Reading a book, doing something, downloading an online course, a Udemy course, or different services like that that offer different information for you to learn. Listening to podcasts from people that are doing certain things in the space that you want to be in as well. Again, this can look a million different ways for a million different people. However, if you really know what your passion is, if you really have explored what long-term is going to make you happy, you have to be willing to put your foot down and bet on yourself. I think the easiest way to start this is by sharing this with your loved ones or your people in your close circle, your friend group. Sharing your vision with them is something that's going to make the decision a lot easier. There may be people that don't necessarily agree with you. They think it's too big of a risk. They wouldn't pursue it themselves. However, that's what makes us different. Because if you're listening to a podcast like this, you already know that you're meant for something bigger. You have aspirations for something bigger, whether it's through your health, your business, your social life, whatever that is. You have to be willing to overlook that, look past those people, and say, look, they may think it's crazy, but they don't see what I see. So many people in our history and our current state have had visions and have built something great from nothing. Again, we have to be willing to do that for our own lives, or else you're going to be that person at 50 that has to shell out a bunch of money for a crazy sports car, and that's the only thing that's going to make them happy in that moment because they feel that they've had so much insignificance throughout their life. That's one of the things I'm so fascinated about is people that go through that. And it's an unfortunate thing because so many people go through that, that are stuck in a certain job. They feel like they can't move in a certain direction in their job. They can't move up. They can't get a new job. They feel like they've been doing the same thing for so many years and they can't change. Most of them aren't willing to put their foot down and say, look, this is what I really want to do. I don't want to be a welder. I want to write books for a living. I don't want to be a teacher. I want to, you know, be a computer programmer, whatever it is. And it can look a million different ways for people. But we have to be willing to make that first step, make that commitment to ourselves, and forge our own path. Not for the impact of others or what others want for us. We have to want it for ourselves because ultimately that is what creates longevity in our lives and it creates that long-term success and happiness in our lives. Now, if you have a million different aspirations and things you want to do, that can also be dangerous as well because I've been known to do that and I've had to really look back and kind of wheel back and say, okay, what do I need to focus on now? What's going to help build towards those other things I may want to do? If you're that person and you're not exactly sure what it is, write everything down. Write all your ideas down. Let it sit in front of you and pursue something. Don't just sit there and patter your feet, but actually pick something and start. That's the hardest part, is getting started, committed. You don't have to go out and buy a $10,000 course for this to happen either. Maybe it's just a book from an expert in the industry you want to learn from. Whatever that is. Again, it could be an online course, which are usually relatively cheap depending on the site you're going through. Be willing to take that first step and start learning for yourself. I promise you, as you look back, it's going to be difficult because you're going to have to shell out time that you may have oriented for other things, but you have to be willing to put in that time for yourself. you have to be willing to step out and forge your own path for the future you want. If you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to leave a review or share this with a friend, somebody you feel this may be of use to. And don't be hesitant. Please feel free to reach out to me at Ryan Tomko on Instagram. Say hi. Let me know what you thought of the episode. And let me know what you may want to hear going forward as well. With that being said, if you haven't been told this today, remember, you are worth your dreams.